Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.
This episode of Friends with Money focuses on women in super. Women are still trailing men in superannuation balances. And today I have Heather Dawson, Chief Experience Officer with Active Super, to talk about what can be done to narrow the gap. Thanks for joining me today, Heather.
Hi, Julia. Great to be with you.
Heather, for several years now, we've been focused on women retiring with considerably less money in super than men, and for a variety of reasons, including the types of jobs they do. Many are part-time because of time out of the workforce, raising children, and also because of the gender pay gap. Do you think that things are actually getting better, and why do you think that?
I wish I could say yes, but the challenge is still there, Julia, for all the reasons that you mentioned. And as we know, lower earnings throughout a lifetime means lower savings for retirement. So the challenge is still there. I think the good news is that it feels to me like there is getting more attention, more effort, more advocacy around it. So I'm hopeful for change from that standpoint.
So what can we do to make that gap even smaller?
It's a great question. And the gap has been described at anywhere or researched anywhere from about 30% to 40%. Women in super say it's upwards of mid-40s in terms of the gap, in terms of women's superannuation balance. So for me, I think about two areas, Julia, and that's advocacy and empowerment for women. And in advocacy, as I mentioned earlier, just continuing, whether it's policymakers as an industry, employers, continuing to advocate for women in terms of things that can help bridge that super gap. And some people say this will be another generational challenge. So we have to start the changes now. And some of those things you're starting to see reported on. KPMG just put out a great report that talked about things like paying SG on parental leave, for example, is a great, could be a great policy enhancement, making it easier for women, particularly as we reach, as we're getting closer to retirement, to use any unused concessional contributions to top up our super. I mean, those are great things that we can continue to advocate for. But I'm also really, really passionate about what we can do in our industry to really empower and support women as well.
Heather, who is Active Super and what are you doing differently from other funds?
So great question. Active Super, we have a new name as of May this year. We are traditionally known as Local Government Super. So we've been the superannuation fund for New South Wales local government employees for 24 years. So that's our heritage. But we've also been a public offer fund, but most people said, well, I didn't know I could join local government super if I worked outside of local government. So we changed our name in May to Active Super. And the reason we did that, Julia, is because for a long time, over 10, 15 years, we've been a real leader in Australia around responsible investing and taking an active approach around climate change. And so we wanted to put that front and center, that we're active for our members, active for the communities, active for the world. So that's who we are. About 80,000 members. And across all of Australia, not just New South Wales, but we're a super fund that actually is about 50-50 men and women in terms of members. And we have all the same challenges and are very, very keen and very conscious of supporting our female members to have the best retirement they can.
And do you find that with the focus that you have on climate change, that that's becoming more important to your members right now?
Well, we certainly do. And women are really leading the way in this. You know, if you look at different research about investor trends, women are leading the way in terms of the desire for ethical, responsible investing, ESG principles, so which is wonderful. So we are finding, in fact, I just did a member webinar actually on some of the positive changes we're making to our investments. And we had 3 out of probably 12 questions, particularly around climate change. So the awareness is definitely up And we're thrilled because we've been leaders and advocates of that space for a long time.
Does Active Super have any special approaches to help women save more in their super?
We actually are very conscious about supporting women, and particularly one of the things we've really been doing is really making sure that our leadership and our board really reflects our membership. So we've just added three women who are directors. We have 40% of our financial planners on our team who are women. And to me, that is where it has to start in terms of leadership, to really be walking the talk of supporting women. And one of the really cool things we're just getting ready to launch and is really some work we're going to do around not just for women, but just multicultural in general, in terms of actually being able to support all this diverse, amazing Australian society that we have with language and different multicultural needs. And because we work a lot with local governments, we're also going to be piloting some work with two of our councils that have a strong immigrant workforce, migrant workforce, to actually help them get started early in super. Because having myself come from the US to Australia, what is superannuation? What is that all about? And we want to really help our diverse society really be able to start strong with super and really understand the benefits. So those are a few things that we're doing.
It's very interesting that you're doing that, because I think from my experience, a lot of women are disengaged with investments because of the language that's used. And to hear that you're communicating better with members on a language point of view is great. But also, when I've looked around your website, I see that, you know, it's very simple to understand, there's an ease of navigating, and the issues are listed in ways that are of concern to people, like, you know, getting married, changing jobs, being ill, separating, and so on. Do you feel that it is the responsibility of super funds to communicate to members at these times?
It really is. And we thank you for noticing that, because we've really tried to make super much more human in the way we're communicating. And one of our wonderful writers calls it super with soul, right? We got to talk to people in human terms that they understand that it's about their life. So we're really very mindful of communicating in a much more human way. Absolutely. And I think for us, you know, one of the things we have done for a long time and will continue to do, and we've just actually decided to invest even more, is in education. I mean, really, truly helping our members in whatever way they want, whether it's over the phone or digital tools or face-to-face or seminars, really empowering people with the education, the information that they need is front and center and core to our DNA.
Hear that? It's the winds of change. People are realizing that to do good for the world tomorrow, we must make good decisions today. And at Active Super, good decisions are in our DNA. For over a decade, we've been actively seeking out investments that have a positive impact on your retirement savings, the environment, and society. Active Super, your trusted super fund for the greater good. Head to activesuper.com.au today. Issued by LGSS Pty Limited as trustee for local government super known as Active Super. Read the PDS at activesuper.com.au before making a decision on this product.
Heather, you're obviously born overseas, and you said so, and I can hear the accent. What's the difference between what you have in America and what you see here in Australia in the way that people invest for their future?
Well, the great thing about Australia is the compulsory nature of superannuation, right? The US doesn't have that. So I came from the US 401k marketplace. That was my background. And when Choice of Fund came in 2005, I was working for Russell Investments, and the managing director called me and said, individuals in Australia are going to have more and more responsibility for saving and investing for their future through Choice of Fund. We know you know something about investors and 401k and helping people save for retirement. Would you want to come here? And that was 2005. And I'm very proud to be a dual citizen now, and love this industry. And I think the biggest advantage we have in Australia is the fact that we have a compulsory retirement savings system, right? That now 10% of our pay goes towards our future. And in the US, the difference is people have to choose. They may work for an employer that has a good 401k plan, but they actually have to voluntarily sign up for that. And I was just checking the stats on that before we talked today. And 70% of women save for their retirement in their company-sponsored retirement plan, 401k, 70% of women versus 80% of men in the U.S. So even there, you start to see some differences in the women actually participating in that. And I'm just grateful here, despite the other challenges we've talked about, we know that if women are working in paid positions, they're actually getting that contribution to super. We've got the whole issue of people doing unpaid work and work that is not a part of that system, which we also have to address.
And so in the US, does every employee have access to a 401k plan or just some employees?
Well, the good news is the majority of employers do offer a 401k plan, but it's not mandatory. But it is a really important employee benefit. So many employers, to attract the talent that they want, will offer a 401k plan, but it's not required like it is here.
And finally, what effect did COVID have on your fund members? And is it something that you and your fund members are continuing to recover from?
It's a great question. Yes. I understand from some research outside of our fund, but just research in Australia, that women were impacted significantly more than men. In fact, two times as much in terms of losing jobs. And as we know, women disproportionately make up retail, hospitality, all the industries that were really hit hard by COVID and many more. And so we know that about women. In our particular fund, we fortunately did not have the same percentage of people accessing the early release scheme. So less of our members took out money in the early release scheme. And part of that's because a majority of them would work in local government and in those more essential worker jobs. And certainly we've heard from our members, they're very tuned in right now because of COVID, and we saw the fluctuations in the share market. They're very tuned in more than ever in terms of their performance, their investment performance. And our members are really happy because we've actually had a very strong performance during that period. But I think the good news is that it's heightened that engagement for people to really tune in to what their super is doing.
Yes, I thought one of the good things that maybe came out of COVID and people accessing their super was people realizing that it actually is their money and therefore paying more attention to it.
Absolutely right, Julia. Absolutely right. And I think we can only build from that now, right? A lot of people are going to need the help and support to recoup if they have taken an early release or they've had a gap in their employment. So again, I go back to the education and actually really stepping that up in terms of helping people understand what small steps they can do to start building back their super.
Thank you so much for your time today, Heather. That's been really enlightening.
Thanks, Julia. Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Heather Dawson, Chief Experience Officer at Active Super. Remember, you can subscribe to Friends with Money wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And make sure to follow us on Money's social channels.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.